Hello， 大家好，这里是思琪老师。那我本科毕业于中山大学岭南学院，硕士毕业于英国杜伦大学英语教育专业。目前我主要教授的是雅思的口语和写作部分。在最近的考试当中呢，我的雅思口语得分是8分，托福口语得分是29分。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Marjorie， 目前是一位雅思口语老师，从事英语教育事业有10年了。之前是新某方佛山学校的 K12 英语学科负责人，也曾经担任口语项目的教材顾问和编辑。
那雅思口语 Part 3的部分，通常都是小朋友们觉得比较为难的一个部分，因为这边需要我们对一些比较抽象的话题进行讨论嘛。但其实对于我们这些生活在象牙塔的小朋友而言，其实这甚至都不是语言层面的挑战，更多的其实是世界知识层面的欠缺啦。所以我们做这个 podcast 的初心呢，也是为了给我们自己的学生分享一些素材，帮大家节省一些备考时间，也希望能给到大家一些表达上的灵感。
我们这个 podcast 呢，主要是通过即兴唠嗑的形式来展开的，所有的内容我们其实都没有提前打草稿，纯粹就是聊天的形式，也会有很多磕磕巴巴的时候，当然也会有一些语法和表达不准确的地方啦。
对，但其实也正是因为我们在交流的时候更在意的是内容层面的交流，而不是语言表达是否准确。在这个过程当中，其实我们确实也从彼此身上获得了很多的新的 ideas 和一些新的视角吧。
对，所以我们其实也希望通过这种形式来告诉大家，其实在真实的交流场景当中出现磕巴、出现停顿都是很正常的。因为就算是讲中文的时候，我们也会犯错，也会跑题，也会有让对方不理解的时候了。但是学习语言的第一步就是不要怕犯错嘛，只要能先 get your message across， 也就是答意，其实就很棒了。
没错。好啦，那接下来就是我们的正片内容啦。如果大家在语言学习上有其他的问题，或者对于我们的播客有好的建议，都可以给我们留言哦。
好的，等着大家哦。Describe, mm-hmm. Doing this part two should describe something that you did with someone slash a group of people. First question is, how do you get along with your neighbors?
Well,
do you know your neighbors?
No.
well, actually, my parents know them. When my parents visited, when I just moved into my new flat, my parents were there.
You mean the flat in Foshan?
Yeah.
Your parents know the neighbors?
Yes. They don't live here. My parents don't live here,
right.
But they helped me to, for the moving process, they helped me a lot.
Yeah.
So when we were setting up everything, when I was doing the decoration and stuff, my parents met my neighbors and they actually talk a lot to each other. Like they greet each other when they see each other in the corridor, in the hallway.
Yeah.
But my neighbors never talk to me. That's the tricky part.
Because you're too young.
I don't know. Actually, they knew that we were a family. My parents and I, they knew that we belong to one family. They know that I live there.
Yeah.
But when they see my parents, they greet my parents. But when they see me, they don't greet me.
Wow.
They didn't say hello to me at all. And there was a time I tried to say hello, but I feel like they're avoiding my eye contact. So.
They're a standard of greeting people.
Yeah, I don't know why. So I actually don't have to. Well, maybe I would say I don't get along well with my neighbors. So yeah, but I think that it's quite like a common case nowadays, especially for people who live in the city. Like we go out work like 9 to 5 during the day. You don't have much time to spend with your neighbors. And when you finish work, you just want to go back to your flat and sit alone, I guess. What about you?
Well, for me, it's kind of complicated, you know. You know, before I moved, I barely knew my neighbors because, you know, most of them are tenants.
Tenants? Oh,
right.
Okay. So you mean when you were living in the city center, right?
Yeah, right. Most of my neighbors are tenants, so they move just...
Come and go.
Yeah, right, come and go. So I didn't know them. But, you know, now I live in a bigger house. I do have neighbors, and they seem quite nice, but still, I have been living there for less than 2 weeks, so I have no idea how to get along well with them. But I think for starter, we could say hi. Right, because we have WeChat group.
I assume most people nowadays, they have their WeChat group of their
community,
right? Mm-hmm. Or neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
So we could share some interesting information, mm-hmm. or we could, you know, help our neighbors to pick up some mails or packages. Well, kind of difficult. Just try to say hi and help neighbors.
Maybe try to be friendly.
Yeah, right. Try to be friendly.
Well, I think this topic is actually pretty interesting because, like, in the past, we were told that you were like, how do you say that? 远亲不如近邻.
Exactly. Like, I remember that saying. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like our parents or teachers at school. They told us that we should get along well with our neighbors because they are your close. They can be really helpful and supportive when you are
in an emergency.
Yeah, we're in any kind of emergency.
Yeah.
And some of them can be even more useful, helpful. Maybe
than your family.
Then your family
live far away.
Yeah, especially for those who live far away. I think that's pretty a common case. It's like take myself for example. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from Yunnan province, but mm-hmm. I'm currently living in Foshan, Guangdong. Mm-hmm. So it's a completely different place. I don't have family members here. Mm-hmm. So actually, my neighbors can be much more helpful than my family members. But the thing is, we don't spend time with our neighbors at all. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this is the case?
You don't spend time with your neighbors. I mean, most people don't spend time with their neighbors.
Yeah, most people.
Well, for people who live in cities, I would mm-hmm. say probably most of us live in apartment or flats.
A flat.
So, you know, everyone just go back to their apartment and slam the door and then enjoy their own world in the apartment or flat. So they barely see each other.
Mm.
I think probably when you see those people would be the time when you're in the elevator.
Yeah. In the elevator or when you are picking up your parcels?
Yeah, probably the case. So we don't actually know them. And it's kind of weird too. I'm not sure if it's weird, but I've never done anything like this. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard anyone around me to do something like that, to invite your neighbors to your apartment to have mm-hmm. dinner because you don't know them, right? Just kind of difficult for us to start a conversation.
Yeah.
But for people who live in the suburbs or on the outskirts of the town, like what I do right now, I think we would have some really common, kind of interesting topics to talk about, you know, to start a conversation with, like how to plant some flowers. Because most of my neighbors, they share some photos on the WeChat group of our group and then to show their flowers. Yeah. So it's kind of, they're very beautiful and I would like to do so when I have time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be, I mean, when they post their photos on WeChat, then everyone start talking, you know, even though those people have never seen them talking on the group.
Mm.
And they start talking. So I would say getting some interesting topic for starter, it would be a good way, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's weird to invite neighbors to your apartment or your house to have dinner, but it's okay to invite them to enjoy the flowers or enjoy something that is okay to, that is public.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, it depends on the group of people.
Well,
and where they live.
Yeah. So I think this brings us to the question here, like, do you think neighbors help each other more often in the countryside than in the city? Right? I mean, maybe it's not just about helping each other. It's even when we're just discussing whether we talk to each other, whether we greet each other,
mm-hmm.
I think that's often the case. Like, it seems like people in the countryside are more, I don't know, friendly?
Maybe.
But I think from what you just said,
mm-hmm.
It reminds me of two things. First, the first thing is that maybe it's because of the structure of the buildings are different. Like you said, when we live in a flat, even though there is a much denser population there, but we slam our doors and we don't see each other all the time,
mm-hmm.
you are confined into your own space.
Yeah, right.
But when you live in a countryside, usually you would have like a big house. Maybe mm-hmm. you've got a beautiful garden, like you have much more chance to expose yourself
to
other people.
Yeah,
so I think
exactly.
that the structure is actually pretty important here.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it's about the lifestyle you were talking about. Like when we live in a city, usually we're having a really hectic lifestyle. So mm-hmm. all we are thinking about maybe is just our work, our study.
A self-centered, family-centered.
Yeah, self-centered, family-centered.
Mm-hmm. goal-oriented.
Maybe yeah, just right. Think about making yeah. money and stuff.
Exactly.
But when we, maybe when we have the, maybe when we choose to live in the countryside or when we choose to live in suburban areas, mm-hmm. it also shows that you are more in, well, at least at this stage, you are more interested in living a different kind of life. Like mm-hmm. you care more about living a quality life. Like mm-hmm. you were talking about planting flowers, yeah. gardening and that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's when people become more interesting because they become less self-centered. Mm-hmm. They care more about enjoying their life. Mm-hmm. So I think that can be two major reasons for this difference.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not sure. I think people who live in the countryside, they seem to have a stronger sense of community.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. But why? Oh, well, I think that's also pretty interesting. But why this is the case?
Like, especially for those people who have been living in the countryside for their whole life, for most of the time of their life, I mean.
Yeah. This reminds
me. Was born in the countryside.
Yeah, like this reminds me of my parents and my grandparents. Mm-hmm. They are more willing to actually start a chit chat with other people.
That's my parents.
Right, but I'm not that kind of person. I'm really shy and introverted. I prefer to just, be alone. But why
people would be talkative, right? Or it would be more friendly. Why?
Maybe.
Oh, right. Probably because just like what I mentioned or mm-hmm. what we mentioned, for older generation or for some people who were born and raised in the countryside, mm-hmm. you know, all their neighbors are those people they're so familiar with, right?
Right.
Is that the case?
I think that's one of the reasons. For example, like right. you said, like when you were living in the city center, people who around you, they come
tenants.
And go. They're just
right.
tenants.
Come
they come
go,
and
right.
go. So you can't, it is hard for you to remember them. Maybe you feel like, I don't want to remember them because someday I know that they will just leave me.
Exactly. Why bother, right?
Yeah, why bother?
Exactly.
And yeah, I think that can be one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, maybe when you live in the countryside, you've got limited resources. So sometimes you have to rely on each other. You have
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to reach out for help. Mm-hmm. So that you can support each other. So mm-hmm. maybe in my parents' mind, they might feel like it is necessary to get along well with our neighbors because they know that someday we might need to help each other. Yeah, but for me, I just feel like I can solve every problem by myself. Well, I'm not saying like I'm really capable of handling problems. It's uh-huh. about like the efficiency you can uh-huh. enjoy when you live in a city center, mm-hmm. right? You know that there's always a solution to every problem when you live in a city because people have thought about, set up a lot of ways for us to solve these problems, right?
Yeah, right.
So you don't have to rely on each other.
No. Mm. Most cases.
Yeah, most cases. But still, we make friends.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. When you go traveling, mm-hmm. When you have parcels or packages, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Just forget about it because you have your packages delivered right to your door, right? You don't have to pick up or don't need your neighbor's help. I mean,
some of the couriers might want you to pick up the parcels by myself, but I never do that because I will actually file a complaint on that. I think that's the service. That's not the service I ordered. So I'll ask them to deliver my parcels to my door.
Yeah, makes sense. All right. Because the question, how do neighbors help each other? Because we mentioned a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. like we could do some collect mails or packages, mm-hmm. but I don't think we actually do that. But here's the case. I mean, a week ago, one of my friends sent me a postcard from Chongqing. Uh-huh. And well, obviously the delivery man, mm-hmm. he delivered the card into the wrong place.
Okay.
Yeah, and so weird because another neighbor found out, but the neighbor, she doesn't live there. Yeah, she lives in another house. I don't know. That's so weird.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she took a picture and posted on our WeChat group. Uh-huh. And then she, tagged me and told me that your postcard is arrived, but delivered to the wrong door, things like that. So, yeah, I would say that sometimes neighbor is really helpful.
Neighbors.
Depends. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the next question. How do children learn to cooperate with each other?
Children?
Yeah, children.
Well, okay. Learn to cooperate with each other. I think, well, for my generation, and let's say for our generation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. For our generation, yeah. I think most of us are the only child in the family.
Yeah.
So I think the school and the educators actually care a lot about teaching us how to cooperate with others because they're so worried about that we are going to be so too self-centered. So yeah. I think ever since I was a child, my parents has been trying really hard to maybe invite other kids in our community to have parties together, and or they would encourage me to go out and hang out with them, spend time with them. And even when you're at school, I mean, teachers and schools are always organizing all kinds of activities.
Yeah, right.
Like sports competitions.
Role play.
Yeah, and things like that to teach you, like, it's really important to cooperate with others. You have to work in a team or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Yeah. So parents and teachers should be the example.
Yeah, set an example for that. They take the lead. But yeah. Yeah. But actually, I'm more interested in the next question here. Do you think parents should teach, let's not say parents, do you think like children should be taught to learn how to cooperate with others at all?
Wow.
Or to what extent?
Wow. I have to think about that. Okay. I think it's quite important for children to learn
to cooperate with
others. You know, I'm aware that I know that you don't want to cooperate with with a lot of with others in most cases, but I mean for many people, let's say, for many people, you know, sometimes they just can't solve some problems by themselves. It takes a lot of time to solve some problems, especially some very difficult problem when they're in dilemma or something. So if they don't know how to cooperate with others, then it might be quite stressful for them to do so, to solve some problems. Or they could be an ass in other people's eyes. Right.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you actually enjoy cooperating with others?
It depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends on
the people I'm working with.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the time. To be honest, I could be the pain in the ass sometimes. I confess, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Elaborate on that. Tell me more about that.
Because sometimes I could be aggressive. And I didn't know, you know, when I was being aggressive, I didn't know about that. But people would tell me that you're being too aggressive. I would say, I was just talking quite normally, according to my own knowledge, you know.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, right. So I didn't know about that either. So maybe that kind of temper or that kind of personality would cause kind of, you know, some trouble to others. And if those people who I'm working with, they can't put up with that, or they also have a really bad temper, then I don't think things would work out between us. So it depends on the person I'm working with. And also depends on the task, I would say.
Okay.
Some task, let's say, I don't know what kind of task, oh my god, but sometimes I prefer to finish a task by myself. Because I don't want to elaborate to others, because those people sometimes just couldn't get me. All right. Right. So it takes a lot of time to elaborate or to tell them what kind of format I would like to on my paper, or what kind of font I like on my, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Very trivial, but it's just so.
Well, I get that. Like,
right?
Some people will say you are being too dramatic, you are overdoing it. But I do know that we care a lot about those things. And it's not something that I can give in.
Yeah. So depends, really depends. You?
well, I was so interested in this topic because personally, I don't like cooperating with others at all. Right? Like I was saying, like I was the only child in my family, so my parents and my teachers and everyone I met, in, I don't know, in the working environment, they are trying, well, most people are trying to brainwashing me, I guess. They are trying to instill in this idea in my mind, telling me that it is important
to cooperate.
To cooperate, to mm-hmm. work with others. You have to work in a team.
Yeah.
But I think it's just not an efficient way of solving problems. Mm-hmm. If you want to get this done, the best way is to let me do it myself. Mm-hmm. Right? So in most cases, I think I don't actually enjoy cooperating with others. But you were talking about like my relationship with Jennifer. Xiaoshi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer.
Yeah, okay. Right.
So actually, I think our relationship is not like we're cooperating. It's more like we are doing different parts of the work. So in most of the cases, we don't actually discuss a lot of questions. We don't make decisions together. It's more like, if this is something that I think she's better at, then I will just let her make the decision. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't even need her to explain to me why she made that decision. I just chose to trust her.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing happens to me. If this is something that I am better at, she would just let me make the decision and mm-hmm. she won't even bother to ask. Like, I would do all the accounting work mm-hmm. and she would do the like the marketing job.
Mm-hmm.
We don't actually ask each other, "What? Why are you doing this?"
Mm-hmm.
Or what are you planning to do next? We don't do that. We just chose to trust each other. And
that's
think,
what makes you guys a good partner.
Yeah,
good
I think
partners, yeah.
That's really pretty special, actually, I have to say. But and it's much more efficient, I guess.
Yeah, that's quite efficient.
Yeah.
Because when you cooperate with each other, then you have to listen to everyone's opinion. Sometimes it could take forever. And
Yeah. Like you
right?
said.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me, like when you said, when I have to explain something to others and they don't get...
Exactly.
They don't get the point.
And I have to explain it.
It's just a waste of time.
Yeah, it takes for me really long time to do so. And also, someone has to make the decision.
Mm.
And when you make a decision and your partner, when they are not really okay with that,
mm-hmm.
then you guys would get into an argument, I would say.
Yeah.
So it's really...
But what about what we're doing now? Like, we are kind of like cooperating, right? But
yeah,
I actually enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think?
Yeah,
that's the tricky part. Like, I don't think you like cooperating with others too, in most cases. Mm-hmm. I guess, right? I don't like cooperating with others, mm-hmm. but actually we're working well here in this task.
It's like a task, but you know, when we're doing it, it's like we're just talking to each other. Mm. We don't fight. We don't have to make decisions. I think that part is really important. No one has to make any decision. I don't have to listen to your explanation why you decide things like that,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to listen to why I decide things like that, right?
Okay.
I think that's really important.
And well, yeah, but at the beginning, like when I proposed that we should do this, and I told you that this form, the form should be like this and that. Okay, and do you feel like, I don't know, like do you feel like, well, maybe it's just I made a proposal and you think that's a great idea, and
mm-hmm.
then you just jump in and you didn't ask why.
I mean, sometimes I would think I know why, but
okay.
I didn't ask.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Like, still, it's the trust,
mm-hmm.
right? It's kind of like a trust, and we have the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a common sense on what is important and what might work
mm-hmm.
on this task. So we don't mm-hmm. actually have to discuss. We don't have, kind of like we simultaneously have the same idea on this thing.
Yeah.
So there isn't any, we don't have to discuss a lot. So we just need to jump in and get it done.
And also, I'll find it quite interesting. And also, I'll view you as a support. You know, I don't think I can pull this job by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I really need someone's help.
Mm-hmm.
So now you propose, and it's like, oh, that's actually good. And
okay.
that would actually work. So
Maybe it's something that you have been wanting to do for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
I just made a proposal to facilitate to
yeah.
monitor you to
yeah.
finish this job.
Yeah, right. And I was like, yeah, let's just do it.
Mm.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the person is important. The person
yeah.
who you are working with.
Yes.
And
exactly.
You have to have the same goal
mm-hmm.
and something like that.
And you guys both have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, you have to know what you want. You have to know what you're doing.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's kind of important.
Yeah.
Just kind of... All right.